Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Barbara Lewis bringing us back.
Hello, stranger.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we got our good friend Tim Berry here. Tim Irwin is here. Tim Irwin, I-R-W-I-N, is here. Tim is a licensed psychologist and adjunct professor of psychology at the University of Georgia. Managing partner at Irwin, Inc., the author of Run with the Bulls, also Derailed, also Impact. That's the new one. It's all about leadership, right, Tim?
It is.
And we're talking about three areas of leadership, key components of leadership, folks that will help you not just manage change, but it will help you lead change. Because, Tim, I said this earlier, and I mean it. If you're not leading change, if you're simply managing, accepting, acknowledging, and dealing with change, then you're going to get run over and you're going to become extinct.
Well, that's exactly right. And everybody listening to this program who has any leadership responsibility at all is leading change or needs to lead it. And that's why we're going through these three steps. You know, we said first that you've got to be clear about the direction. Where are we going? I think the second step...
Can I stick one thing in here?
Absolutely.
Only that direction... Folks, we talked in the last hour about CEOs, about being the CEO. I talk about it all the time on the show. That direction has to come from the person who's in the job of being the CEO. When you give your direction to your company, to your people, you're doing it in the role of the CEO, not the role of the manager. What do you think, Tim?
Well, no, that's exactly right. And I think anybody who's in a leadership role has got to be very clear about where we're going. People need to know what's the destination. And that's a very expected need of people.
Mm-hmm.
But they also need to know there's a plan. Somebody's thinking about this. How are we going to get there? I think they need to know what's going to change. Why are we doing this in the first place? I think people need to understand that. They need to know how we're going to do it. When is it going to... And most importantly... People want to know, how's this going to affect me?
What's in it for me? I think the two things we've got to tell them, what the leaders have to tell people, if you want them to be leaders of what you're planning to change, number one, you have to say, this is what I need from you, and number two, this is how you're going to benefit from it.
No question. They need to know what's in it for me.
Not just as a group, not just as the company as much, if you can somehow get it down to where this is how it's going to be good for you.
I think people also need to know why we're doing this. They need to know what's the rationale. They need to know somebody has really thought through
mm-hmm.
this, and there's a compelling reason. Very often, change creates upheaval.
Right.
It creates discomfort.
Well, and that's what happens when managers convey change, because it looks like, because the manager is the one who's dealing with the crises, and so when managers make changes, that looks like crisis management.
Exactly.
And when the CEO does it, it looks more like you've thought about you've got some vision, maybe you've got some data to back it up, some examples to back it up. All right, then the next one, after all that, then you've got to ask them to.
Well, the most important thing is this emotional connection that people need to have with the leader, and it's based
mm-hmm.
on trust.
Yeah.
And trust is really based on two things. One is the competence of the leader, but it's also based on the character of the leader.
Yep.
And that's why I think it's always incredibly important that leaders focus on building trust.
And the competence, along with competence, one of the components of it, of competence, is track record.
Exactly. But I would say track record applies to character, too.
In other words, I agree.
If you have a history of not telling people the truth or hedging or whatever, that can be a big problem.
Well, I'll give you an example. I told you about when I had my consulting company, I would do these things with companies, and I remember, I never will forget going, one guy said, okay, now take it to my people, and I started calling on folks, and the first guy I called on says, you know, you're not the first guy who's tried to do this with this company, right? And so the guy sent me on a suicide mission.
Yeah, exactly.
And because he didn't have a good track record. His competence and character were questioned by his own people.
He was trying to get you to cover for him.
Yeah.
We started out this program earlier talking about how we were going to try and help President Trump, and I think he needs to do this when he's communicating these big changes. He needs mm-hmm. to tell us where we're going, how we're going to get there. He needs to just keep affirming, and you know, he's keeping his promises. I think that's conveying character to the American people.
Yep.
In other words, he promised us he was going to do all these things, and he's following through.
Do you think also he's got another thing that's helping him with, at least with his base? He seems to be non-flustered, right? He seems to be, at least in person, when the camera's on him, he seems to be handling the load pretty well.
I think he does. He has an extraordinary work ethic. His stamina just amazes me. I mean, the amount that he gets done, and I think just the fact that he's pushing our country forward, getting his team working, despite the obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got tremendous obstacles. He's got opposition from Democrats. He's got obstacles from the media.
Well, he has his own demons to deal with. He's an imperfect person, no question about it. And I think he would say that. But one of the reasons I brought that up is for you to have enough experience under your belt so that when you talk about things that are a little bit scary, you don't sound like you're scared.
No, and exactly. And he seems implacable. In other words, he's not flustered.
Yep.
He's not undone. I think he's managing that well.
Tim, I need your website, please.
It's Dr. Tim Irwin, .com.
All right.
DrTimIrwin.com.
Check it out. And the books are there. You can find out more about them there. Hey, Tim, good job today. Come back soon.
Hey, thanks, Jim.
And I'll let you know what President Trump says about what you said.
Well, listen, please do pass it along. Tell him we wish him well.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks,
Irwin.
Jim. See you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.